I'm talking with Dr. Daniel Kolick of the Hamilton Health Sciences Emergency Department. Daniel, what would you say are the most seen health issues while living on the street?
When you're homeless, there are a few factors that come into play. The most obvious is the lack of shelter. Now, that isn't just an issue of exposure to the elements, so that's obviously an issue in the winter. It's a lack of protection from crime. It's a lack of access to sanitation. Where do you go to the bathroom? How do you wash? Things of that nature. And with that come certain illness patterns. This season, obviously, exposure to the cold, particularly in the next days as things are going to be getting colder, is going to be a big issue. You can die from the exposure alone. You can have frostbite, things of that nature. Then in the wet season, where do you go so as to keep yourself dry? And when you're soaking and cold, you get run down and you get sick with other things. Your capability to withstand infection goes down and you come up with other illnesses.
What effects to the body does the street have on your body overall?
There certainly is a wear and tear on your system if you don't get a chance to rest appropriately. I doubt that the quality of sleep that you get sleeping on a heating grate is equivalent to what you're going to get on a Posturepedic mattress at home. So certainly there's that. Remember also that if you're homeless, you may have limited amount of clothing to change into because you can't carry everything with you and you won't have that much. So you might have socks that are run down. You might have shoes that have been worn far more than they should. And as a result, you can get all kinds of foot-related problems. So it's far more than just the being out for an hour or so. It's the fact that this is where you're living, and all the resources related to a home are not there.
How do you handle homeless people after the necessary care has been given to them in the ER?
I've seen three patterns. The most common pattern is I see someone who's brought in who was found lying outside, and once we've ascertained that there's no acute medical problem, it becomes an issue of housing, and we call up a shelter, and the shelter will take them, and they go. That's the most common pattern. They do go because by the time we get them, they're so run down, they really would like to have some kind of support. The other pattern is very rarely we'll see someone who's not in a shelter because they were very disruptive or they were violent and stuff like that, and then the shelter might have a difficulty controlling them for the safety of the other people there. Usually the shelters are incredibly welcoming and they do a wonderful job. That's a rare event. And the third scenario is people who are resistant to going into a shelter because, again, of a negative experience. They don't want to be in a room with a whole bunch of other people. Maybe they were attacked last time. Maybe they have some personal history related to the shelter, or maybe there's someone there who they don't want to meet. I mean, everyone has their own personal reasons. However, this is not the common scenario, but it does exist. And certainly in the winter, people are more open to going into shelters just because it's just too bitterly cold outside. In the summer, they may be more open to staying outdoors just because the weather's more agreeable in the evenings.
Have you ever seen any homeless person being denied care when they come into your department?
Absolutely not. When you come into the emergency department, you will receive care. Whether you have ID on you, whether you have an OHIP card, you will receive care. We will ask you for some details about who you are. And if you haven't got an OHIP card, there's a form the government makes us have you fill in so we can get your details. That is not an issue. This is very different from the American environment where you have to pay as you go along. When you come into an emergency department here, we don't ask you for your ID up front. If you're walking in and you're otherwise reasonably well with a cut or something like that, we will register you. But people who are truly sick who come in by ambulance, we treat them first and we get the registration catching up later.
To leave us off with something here, what would you like to just say to the people?
Remember that the three key things that determine the well-being of a population are nutrition, housing, and education. And all those three things fall apart when you're homeless. You don't get good food, you have nowhere to cook it, you have nowhere to eat it. You certainly aren't sheltered. And then how can you pursue education, and how can your children pursue education if you're living on the street? So those are the three things that determine how healthy a population is. They're far more important than the aggressive medical care. If we can give that to everybody, we'd have less need for medical support.
For the Homelessness Marathon, I'm Matt Holmes in Hamilton, Ontario.